All right, everybody, welcome back to the Tyler Brown Podcast Show. This is your host, Tyler Brown. Welcome to episode 3. If you haven't checked out my first 2 episodes, make sure you go check that out and give feedback and support. I would appreciate it. Now, here to episode 3. Today's topic is all about the sports world and what's been going on. Hearing that tennis players are receiving death threats, and about last night playoffs and news about today's sports world. So, back on to the tennis players. They're facing death threats and online abuse as soon as they step off the court. As one quoted, they're calling me a Muslim terrorist, tennis player Benjamin Hassan tells CNN. This has been going on since he was 17 to 18. When he walks off the tennis court and looks at his phone, he is confronted by abuse. After every loss, he received death threats and insulting comments on social media. A number of tennis players have spoken out about online abuse in the past. Some companies involved in the sport have started to take action. Now, I've been hearing a lot that tennis players are like one of the athletes that receive the most abuse, like coming in tournaments and just in general, and are speaking out about it. But some companies are not really taking a stand on it, but some are. I mean, as an athlete, you gotta understand, they're all human. Yes, they're professional, and you can view them as a celebrity, but they are regular humans just like us, and they have feelings as well. And them receiving abuse and death threats and all the insult comments, it's unacceptable. Like, you can't just be threatening players, oh, if you lose, I'm gonna kill your family, or if you lose, I'm gonna do this to you and this, that to you. That's unacceptable. And you can be charged. Like, if they take it seriously, they can press charges on you for doing stuff like that. And it's not cool to just be threatening athletes just because you lost a bet, or just because you're just a sick person. There's a lot of sick people in this world that do stuff. And some people's mind space are just not in the right frame. And people just don't know what it's like to be in their shoes or what the person been through. You don't know their story, so you can't just talk to people however you want to. It's unacceptable. Now on to the NBA playoffs last night. The Nuggets beat the Jazz 117 to 107. The Jazz lead the series 3-2 now. Mitchell had 30 points. Conley had 17. Gobert had 11. Jokic had 31. Murray had 42. Porter had 15. And it was another great game, as Mitchell and Murray been going at it all series, going basket for basket, blow for blow. They just are putting on the show for the teams and doing everything that they can to show the fans what they're capable of. And as you've seen, Murray putting the team on his back to avoid his team getting eliminated as they force a game 6, and that will be played tomorrow. And the Clippers beat the Mavericks 154 to 111. Kawhi with 32, PG with 35, Montrezl Harrell with 19, Luka with 22, Harden with 19, Brook with 15. Now, this game, it was good early on, but the Clippers got into the rhythm, and Paul George finally woke up and stepped up to the plate. Hasn't disappeared for the last few games, and he played well, had 35 points. But I'm pretty sure as you saw, he mentioned he was going through anxiety and depression in the bubble. And he went to the team psychiatrist, and his teammates and coaches, you know, lifted him up, and he was letting all the negative comments get to him. And now he's saying he's in a better place now. And as you saw last night, he played better. His team got the win by 40. And the Clippers take a 3-2 lead. Luka didn't really play too well. He was complaining early. You could see he was hurt and stuff like that. But for them to win, they have to keep playing the way they was playing. Luka got to put up 40 and get his teammates involved, and they need Kristaps Porzingis, but we don't know when he's coming back, so we'll look more into that series. And for the news today in the NBA, the Bucks are supposed to play the Magic for game 5, but according to ESPN, they're not taking the court for game 5 due to the shooting in Wisconsin. And also the Raptors and Celtics will play tomorrow for game 1 or boycott as well, following the Jacob Blake shooting. So, I understand why they're boycotting, and they want, you know, black people and racial injustice and inequality. I get where they're coming from, where they're standing from, and they have a right to speak out and say how they feel. So with those two games being boycotted, it's going to be interesting to see if the other games are going to go on as well, or if they're going to boycott, because people are just in an outrage. And as I mentioned before in my last episode, Wisconsin is having protests and rioting out there because they are angry about what happened to Jacob Blake, as he was shot multiple times in his back and he's paralyzed from his waist down. And they're saying it's going to be a miracle for him if he walks again ever. So it's going to be interesting to see what the NBA do with the players not taking the court and boycotting, and see how they're going to go about it moving forward and how the season is going to progress. And I won't be surprised if some NFL players decide to boycott or they decide to play, kneel during the national anthem, because this country is not a great place. It's not, you know, America was being land of the hope and free, but people don't understand what black people go through on a regular day-to-day basis and how hard it is for us to make it in this world and how much harder we have to work than everybody else just to get where everybody else is at and to not be a statistic. So me personally, as a black man, I know how hard I have to work to be successful and be where I want to be in life. And you can do anything you put your mind to. It's a process. It takes time. It doesn't come overnight. It takes a lot of dedication, of hard work, and passionate to what you do and what you like and the field that you want to go to. So I know what it takes. And these athletes are now speaking out of how they feel, and which they should, because everybody has a voice. They should be able to speak, and they see all the stuff that's going on in the world is not right. As black people wake up feared every day, because you just don't know when your time is coming, or you don't know if you're going to run into a cop, and they're going to decide to pull you over, and you don't know what kind of day they're having, or you just don't know what kind of mood they woke up in, if they are angry and they decide today's the day they decide to take an unarmed black man's life. Like, black people are just scared, and I get why they're scared, because like I said before, police are here, supposed to be here to protect us and serve, but they're not protecting the black community at all. As you see, they're constantly killing us on the news. Every time I turn on the news, cop killing this person, or just a regular white civilian shooting up, killing black people, or killing this person. It just isn't fair. And for white America, with the white privilege, they're saying, oh, white people getting shot too, and, you know, doing this and that. But they just don't get how it feels to be in our shoes. Like, you guys are privileged and get away with a lot that black people don't. And that's just the real of it. That's that. So it's going to be interesting to see how these games are going to move forward. I think they're going to postpone games, and how long this boycott is going to last. And social justice, how long it's going to last, and what they're going to do with the playoff games going forward, and in the rounds, and for this season. It's going to be interesting to see what action they take and what they're going to do about it. So once we find out more, we'll talk about it and give you guys an update what's going on, and tell you how I feel about it and moving forward. So until next time, this is your host, Tyler Brown. Stay tuned for more daily episodes, and I am out.